Welcome to the third installment of Prelude to a Fall, Part 3, Disobedience. King Saul was a stubborn man. He marched to his own music and in step with his own arrogant drumbeat. When he usurped the prophet's task by offering the sacrifice at Michmash, he was rebuked with the famous words, "To obey is better than sacrifice," 1 Samuel 15:22. But Saul did not learn from that humbling experience that saw the kingdom stripped from his hands. He later defied the Lord's orders to completely spoil the Amalekites and spared Agag the king. Let us remember that obedience obviates the need for sacrifice. Obedience does not require repentance or reparation. It operates on the universally accepted principle that prevention is better than cure. That means it is less costly than having to deal with the consequences of disobedience. If we would enjoy the abundant life Christ offers us, then we must walk in absolute obedience to God's laws, statutes, and commandments. We must remember there is no such thing as partial obedience. We cannot keep 8 out of the 10 commandments and say we are doing well or that God should be pleased with our efforts. And let us remember that obedience is not confined to abstinence from evil. It also means compliance with the command to do good works, such as ministering to the lost, homeless, hungry, sick, naked, and those in prison. God bless you.